This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip overnight and into Wednesday killed at least 17 people, including 5 children and their parents. The latest strikes came on the eve of new talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire in the 10-month-long war. The United States, Qatar, and Egypt are hoping to broker an agreement, but the sides remain far apart on several issues even after months of indirect negotiations.
There's no more valid excuses from any party for any further delay.
United States envoy Amos Hochstein commented on the hopeful deal after speaking with Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri in Beirut on Wednesday. The governor of Russia's border area of Belgorod, which is adjacent to Kursk, where Ukrainian forces launched a surprise cross-border incursion last week, declared a region-wide state of emergency on Wednesday, citing continued attacks. The incursion has claimed thousands of kilometers of territory and forced authorities in both regions to evacuate their citizens. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Russia has said it has managed to stop a Ukrainian military attempt to expand its incursion into Russia, an attempt to broaden the week-long Ukrainian incursion deeper into the Kursk region was blocked by Russian army units, aircraft and drones. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's Western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A United States Army soldier has pleaded guilty to charges of selling sensitive information related to U.S. military capabilities to a person he believed was associated with the Chinese government. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Prosecutors say 24-year-old Sergeant Corbin Schultz, who had a top-secret security clearance, received at least 14 payments totaling $42,000 for documents addressing topics ranging from rocket systems to Chinese military tactics. The indictment says that Schultz was initially asked to provide documents detailing lessons that could be learned from Russia's war with Ukraine and how those lessons could be applied to the U.S. in helping Taiwan in the event of an attack. It was then suggested that Schultz could earn more money if he handed over internal-only material rather than just unclassified documents. Schultz pleaded guilty. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A court in Thailand has removed Prime Minister Sureta Thaivasin from office over an ethics violation, further shaking up Thai politics after the court ordered dissolution of the main opposition party a week ago. The case for which the Constitutional Court judged Sureta involved his appointment of a cabinet member who had been imprisoned over an alleged attempt to bribe a court official. The court voted 5-4 against Sureta, and the ruling removed him from office immediately. Officials will meet on Thursday to choose a new premier. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters in Tokyo on Wednesday that he will not run for re-election as leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party, meaning the winner of the upcoming election will become Japan's new prime minister. More from Reuters correspondent Leila Sharokshahi.
Kishida's public support has been sliding due to revelations about the LDP's ties to the controversial Unification Church and unrecorded political donations made at party events. However, the Prime Minister has also faced public discontent over stagnant wages as Japan's cost of living soars. The new LDP leader will face challenges, including uniting the ruling party, managing inflation, and geopolitical tensions with China and the United States.
Reuters' Leila Sharokshahi. French prosecutors say they are investigating a complaint made by Olympic boxing champion Imane Khalif for online harassment. The Algerian boxer faced a rain of criticism and false claims about her sex during the Paris Olympics. A statement from the Paris prosecutor's office said Monday its unit for combating online hate speech has opened a probe. Under French law, it's up to investigators to determine which person or organization may have been at fault. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.